Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey folks, the 2022 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 8th, 9th, 10th of December of this year at Expo Square's SageNet Center at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. There's still some spots open, and you can learn more about being a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show by giving the Midwest Farm Show team a call, 507-437-7969. Meet your customers and let's do some business at this year's Tulsa Farm Show, 8th through the 10th of December. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up Thursday, November 17th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. 26,650 head will be on offer, 6,100 feeder steers, 2,300 feeder heifers, almost 12,000 weaned calves, and 5,000 beef dairy crosses. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell and for more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
A fairly quiet day for the cattle futures market, with December live cattle being up 5 at 151.57. The February live cattle 70 lower at 52.55. The April's down 62 here at 156.42. The feeder cattle market steady to about 87 higher. The November's the front month unchanged at 176.95. It will expire on Thursday of this week. The January's up 87 at 179.45. The March is 62 higher at 181.77. And then the lean hogs, 20 to 50 higher. Midday boxed beef prices were about $1 to $1.50 lower. Choice down 104 at 257.90. The select at 233.83 down 144. Oklahoma City, early on at least, looks like it's going to be anywhere from steady to $4 higher than what we saw last week on the cash trade, which was about $1.50 in the south and 52 to 55 up in the north, 240, 242 dressed. There were some rumors on Friday that some of the plants, a few plants were dark, but hadn't really heard that. I thought that maybe at some point the market might be significantly weaker, but again, about unchanged to just slightly lower on the live cattle and feeder cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, almost. Stockyard City Main Street invites you for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade coming up on Saturday, December the 3rd. The festivities kick off at 10 a.m. with the Longhorns leading the parade. Also included will be equestrian groups, marching bands, antique cars, and of course, the famous Cowboy Santa. Following the parade, you can even get your picture made with Cowboy Santa. So come see us in the Stockyards December the 3rd for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade.
And today's grain market was mixed as well. We had corn down steady to 4.5 lower. The December down 3/4 at 6.57 1/4. The soybean market was 13 3/4 lower in November. The January 9.5 lower. March is 9 lower. The wheats were slightly higher, with July Kansas City wheat up 7 1/4 at 9.35 1/4. And then cotton gave quite a bit back here. We were like 2 to 3 lower on the cotton. One interesting thing to note is the Russians have stopped all export business that goes through the Kerch Strait. That's that bridge that got attacked a few weeks ago. They only allowing the Russian exports to go through it. So any ship that was loaded in Ukraine is not going to be able to go through it. I don't know what that means long term, but they're kind of restricting exports over there. And so it's still very much going on over there. So I thought that might impact grains today. It really didn't all that much. But again, stay tuned. We have a NOPA soybean crush. Tomorrow will give us October estimates. The estimates are 184.5 million bushels in October. That's kind of the next big report. U.S. wheat still uncompetitive. It's quite a bit higher than what you can get other places in the world. In some cases, up to $100 per ton higher.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.